Someone, we went to the break, you said about not overseeding if you've got proper coverage. And I remember having a conversation with Dan Size and Derry. They've obviously got a lot of, you know, they say they make money from one end or the other. And one of the other ends is all the manure waste they compost and they make topsoil. And he was talking, had this, his soil guy was talking about, you know, how a good topsoil will make the next year's even greener and the next year's even greener because of the microorganisms in the soil and on and on and on and on. But your point, Rob, was only if you've got a good irrigation system. You've got to oversee it. And Jace mentioned the same thing with his spot. So I didn't want to give anyone a reason not to do it and to be mad at me because they didn't oversee, they didn't put a top cover on, and they didn't have a nice lawn.
Well, and like I said, I will tell you, if you do it, your lawn will come up more consistently. It'll come up quicker. You know, it does improve the way that the seed comes up. At the end of the day, if you put enough seed on and you've got enough a good enough irrigation system, you're going to be fine. But if I had like a 250 or 300 square foot lawn, I would absolutely do it. You know, 4 or 5 bags, it's easy. I would cover it day in and day out. If you've got a fair sized lawn and you don't have any way to haul, you know, a bunch of bags of stuff into your backyard, that sort of thing. You know, golf courses don't do it, except on the occasion they might do their tees or greens, or if something needs leveled and they're sanding or something like that.
They also pay people to be out there all day long.
Well, and they've got an irrigation tech that's all he's doing is going around and making sure that Rob's equipment's working right. But the other thing that we used to do, and the reason we covered more back in the day, is we scalped much harder. You know, we took that Bermuda grass to the dirt. I mean, you could hardly tell there was a lawn there. And we don't advocate doing that anymore. And that also, leaving a little bit of thatch there to seed into, is also going to help protect your seed and keep it a little more moist. So, and do not dethatch or verticut or whatever this time of year when you're. A lot of guys got in the habit of doing that, and it's not a good practice on Bermuda grass that's going dormant for the wintertime, is to go in and damage it like that. You want to do that in May or June.
So let's back up and start talking through that proper irrigation design. At the Shade Conference, a guy made a joke about something in landscape architects cannot put a square edge on a lawn. They've always got to have curves. And he's like, and sprinklers don't do curves.
And that's more of an aesthetic thing. And you see that everywhere. It's not square anymore. There's curves. There's really hard places to water.
So how do we design for, let's start with a square before we start adding complications. We've got a backyard, let's say 30 feet wide off the back porch, and we're going 50 feet deep. So we're working just on a brand new home built, bare landscape. A lot of times it doesn't come with landscape. We've got a 1,500 square foot lawn we're going to put in.
You know, the most heads that you can get, you know, there's a full head, there's a 90-degree head that works on the corners, and then you have the 1/4 heads, you know, that, you know, will fit those areas. A lot of them are adjustable to fit those. You know, your spacing, there's heads that will do 8 to 15 feet. There's heads that do 13 to, you know, 20 feet, and then up to 27, just depending on what your pressure is. That's the thing that I see a lot is, people don't know what pressure they have and how many heads they can actually put onto their systems. So it really comes down to what is your pressure, what's your usable gallons per minute, and then going to figure out how many gallons per minute is the head that you want to use.
Now, it's easy to test the pressure going into the home. What about into your landscape? Is there...
There's actually a really easy way to do that also. If your irrigation is coming off of your house and you have no idea how many gallons per minute, there's actually a really easy, yes, you have to do math, but there's an easy way to do it. You go to your hose bib, get a 5-gallon bucket and a timer, and turn it on full blast, fill up the 5-gallon bucket, time it, you know, if it's let's just say 20 seconds, you take 5 gallons times 20 seconds or divide it by 20 seconds, that gives you like a 0.1, you know, something. And then you divide that by 60, and that gives you your gallons per minute coming out of your house.
And then that gallons per minute can tell you how many heads can fit on each
each zone. Yeah.
Because 1,500 square feet, if you've got enough pressure, one zone might be able to do that. If you don't have enough pressure for all those heads, you might have to break it up into two zones.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, knowing what each sprinkler head gallons per minute is. Because if you have 20 gallons available and you know each head is 5 gallons, you know you can do 4 heads.